watching the A's players head out to the field, grab a little bit of dirt, grab whatever they can to remember whatever it was, their particular experience at the Oakland Coliseum with the curtain falling on A's baseball in that building with a 3-2 victory today over the Texas Rangers. Let this be not the first and not the last time, but if anybody, we see that most people have not even left their seats yet,
right?
But I'm sure some of you are heading to your car. If you were in this building today, look, if you weren't in this building, you're invited. If you were in this building, we really would love to hear from you. Your experience, the experience of others around you, the emotions in the building. This platform belongs to you today. 888-957-9570. We would love to hear from you.
If you think that we're Steiny and Guru, 888-957-9570.
Front of the line if you think we're Steiny and Goo. yeah, so doesn't matter what you want to say.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to say about it, let's do it. Tom was not at the game. Tom is in Wisconsin. Hi, Tom. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me. Hopefully the cell service is good here. But just wanted to take the opportunity to appreciate Ken Korak. You know, a lot of my memories of A's baseball are tied to Ken Korak, and the lights have taken full effect. And, you know, and really, for that matter, Ray Fosse. You know, just two quality guys to listen to growing up, listening to baseball. I'll never forget Ray Fosse and his advertisements for Mike and Ike's. Just classic stuff. I mean, you know, some memories of Matt Stairs hitting a grand slam in the first inning of a game in which I think the A's scored 13 runs in the first inning. I think it was either late 90s, early 2000s. I had the opportunity to attend three games late in the 20-game win streak as a high schooler. Game 18, I think, the Tejada game with my dad and my brother. I remember we were going to try to beat traffic towards the BART exit, and we went up and saw Billy Koch blow the lead in the 300 level and stayed to see Tejada hit that home run off everyday Eddie Guardado. I mean, even the next day for Labor Day, I went to the game with my brother and saw Tejada, I think it was game 19, hit a ball up the middle on a crowded infield. I think they brought in a fifth infielder, and he still found a way to get it up through the middle. And then I remember, I think it was the following Tuesday was a night game. Hatterberg saved the day after I think the A's blew got like at least like an 8-run inning. A lot of great memories, and I think just, you know, I'd be remiss if we didn't honor Ken Korak. I mean, that guy, talk about Hall of Fame. I know you guys were talking about it. That guy deserves all the accolades, in my opinion. So appreciate you guys taking the time to let me reflect on it. I've kind of ended the relationship with the A's for the last couple of years, but couldn't resist the opportunity to listen to Ken Korak and Vince today for a couple of innings in between meetings.
Great call.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, Tom, thanks, Tom. So much. Yeah, whatever. I mean, Ken is a gem of a dude.
An absolute prince of a guy.
Yeah, just a gem of a guy. And and whatever your entry point is to this, it's all fair game. It's absolutely all fair game. So, yeah, if it's Bill King,
you
know what I mean? Whatever your entry point is, whatever the sounds are that are resonating in between your ears today, that's all part of this, man.
It's Bill King. Bill King, for me, was it. He was everything, and it was A's and Warriors and Raiders, and I was raised in the era of transistor radio, and you had six channels if you were lucky, and you had to click, click, click on your own TV. And for those of you whippersnappers who don't know what I'm talking about, you can play whatever drop you feel like you need to play, but it was the radio. And for me, it was Bill King and Holy Toledo, and then we were lucky enough as A's fans to get Ken Korak and his dulcet tones. And you're right, an absolute prince of a guy. Yep. And so I feel for him, especially today, because I'm not even positive if he's going to Sacramento or not. I would imagine he is, but
I imagine so.
He's an Oakland guy, and you know, Vince Catronio and the rest of the crew, Johnny Doskow,
Johnny Doskow.
And then you see Dallas Braden up there on TV. He's kind of become the face of the media part of the franchise. So, yeah, you think about a lot of different people and Also, I do want to give one quick shout out to Clay Wood, the groundskeeper, who throughout all the talk of the Coliseum being a quote unquote dump, and there are possums in the press box, and we actually joked around before the show about the trough and the bathrooms and the concession stands and the dilapidated stadium. That field was always, day in and day out, the nicest field in all of professional sports, and that goes to Clay Wood, the groundskeeper, and his great crew.
Yeah, I'm glad you called them out. And by the way, speaking of calling people out, two other things that I'd like to get in there along with all of your phone calls. This is a little bit less of the positive variety. Just want to make sure that Aramark gets a nice bleep you from me for the news coming out yesterday that the Coliseum employees will not have any carryover of their health insurance and will not be getting any severance whatsoever as this all comes to an end. And they found that out just this week. So bleep you too.
That's cool.
Along with John Fisher. Oh my God. Then bleep you, John Fisher, again for something that I did hear a rumor about this morning and we're getting texts. So thank you, 510. I see you on the Xfinity Mobile text line about how the A's handled their giveaway today, which was that they would not let people have it on their way in. You had to leave by the seventh inning in order to get it and were not allowed re-entry. And you know exactly why. Because I don't even know what the giveaway was, but I think it was something tangible that they thought was going to get thrown on the field.
Might have been a smoke bomb. We saw plenty of those.
It should have been. It should have been rotten eggs. So thank you for those of you out there who've helped make us aware of how that looked, how it felt, how it went.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's just, it's complete not funny comedy.
Yeah, it just
that's
is
the only way I can say
it's just one final F you to your fans where, yeah, go ahead and leave early. Please leave early. That way we don't have to deal with you, what, lingering and celebrating the last days of being A's fans?
No, I look at it this way. On your way out the door, like we've slapped you around for I don't know how many years, and on the way out the door, we just want to say one other thing. If you're John Fisher, this is what he said to his fans. Not only do we not respect you, we don't trust you either. That was basically his message today.
And we want you gone as soon as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the money.
The giveaway today was a replica of the stadium, by the way.
There you go.
And looking at some of the images, not the greatest.
Not a great replica. No.
With Mount Davis, I hope, right?
With Mount Davis,
okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm trying to not devolve into the negative because it's just there's so much anger, you know?
It is important to say that stuff, though.
You're allowed to feel however you want to feel. And I'm kind of trying to fight that part of it because when I go there, you know me, Mark, I can be very, very edgy and angry, and I'm trying to keep that out of my thoughts today and my memories, you know?
Yep, and that's fair. That's completely fair. We're going to keep going with the calls. Larry,
I'm an angry little guy.
Well, mid-sized.
You can cut that.
Yeah, mid-sized
tiny
guy. Yeah, anyway, Larry Beal is going to call in about 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, and we got time for more calls right now. We'll do that. Want everybody to hear this, though. This is just a little piece of what Larry did on ABC7 the other night.
You heard Fisher's statement. Let me tell you what reality is, okay? John, you tried 5 different, extremely flawed stadium proposals. You never got even close to a shovel in the ground. Yes, Oakland politics is often a mess. I will give you that. But John, you surround yourself with incompetent yes men, and because you were born into a billionaire family, apparently never learned you have to spend money to make money. See Joe Lacob and the Golden State Warriors, your buddy, who still wants to buy the team. John, you're a serial penny pincher. You've destroyed your family's great name and legacy because of your cheapness. As for the statement about loyal A's fans, quote, I wish I could speak to each and every one of you individually, end quote. Seriously? John, we've been trying to interview you for years, but you always choose to remain invisible unless you're begging politicians for public funding. And then you're out in front in Las Vegas.
Well done, Larry, for sure. And I was listening to the roast this morning, and Bonte made a comment at one point about how John can't even show his face in this town, and can't even walk down the street in this town. And it was funny what my thought was. I'm like, actually, yes, he can. because most people have no clue what he looks like.
He could be in our office right now.
Yep.
And you would have no idea.
So that's how much of a coward he is. He's not just bad. He's so bad, he's the Wizard of Oz. You have no clue what he even looks like.
And that's why he trotted out Dave Cavill as his marionette, as, you know, he was the puppet master, and he had his finger in Cavill's back, and Cavill's out there still, blah, 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 talking about this and that, and trying to sell John's plan and do John's bidding. And, you know, part of me would feel bad about David Cavill, but I know him, and he's a smart guy, and he's done all of the things he's done willingly, and he's on the payroll, and he's done it knowingly, so... Yep,
he's doing his job.
It's not like he's unwittingly going about doing this man's bidding.
No, he didn't get hypnotized, for goodness sakes.